Time to continue with Greg from Bait Plus and Gwen, and we're going to pick up where we left off about ice safety, especially with just a few people already out on this skim ice. Isn't that crazy? So here's part two, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. I got to tell you, this makes me want to get a hold of... We need to do an ice safety report then, just to remind people. You know, if you're going to go out ice fishing right now, first of all, you got to be a little nuts. Secondly, yeah, you got to take some serious precautions. I mean, definitely have some ice picks. You know, carry a spud with you. Carry something. Don't go alone. For goodness sake, don't go alone. Make sure you and your partner both have access to rope to help, you know, if an incident happens. Because I tell you, man, you're on the ice right now. The odds are pretty darn good somebody's going through.
Yeah. It's very sketchy right now. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We do have safety equipment for sale here. So,
what are you carrying there?
We got the picks and the cleats and spuds. It's dangerous. Be very cautious.
Well, let's talk about a little bit of a recap from deer season, if you don't mind switching gears here. I don't think we've talked since the end of rifle season, black powder, late bow season. Deer aren't migrating yet, and a lot of folks are still seeing a few bucks here and there in their home range. What are you hearing?
Well, I've still got 4 and a 6 been seeing out by my camp in this area. I had a couple of reports from a few people that have some migratory trails close to them, and they've seen some action on them. I don't know if it's just out of habit, but
could be
some action, but not a whole lot of deer moving south.
Are you still carrying bait?
I just on the corn and scent, you know, apple jam, stuff like that. I don't have apples or sugar beets left. So.
Okay. I just think that corn is probably a great idea this time of year. You know, I don't really hunt bait during October, but late season, and this is what they're looking for. They're trying to put more calories in and fat on their body, you know, getting ready for winter.
Yeah, the corn. Well, I've had reports that the deer weren't eating the corn earlier in the rifle season. They wouldn't even touch the corn. They're eating the apples and the beets, but they wouldn't touch the corn that they had on.
Weird.
Yeah. It's been a strange season all around, but most bucks harvested have been nice bucks, you know. Not too many small ones around. It's been a different season, for sure.
Well, I appreciate your time, Greg, and we'll catch up with you again soon, huh?
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll talk to you probably in a week or so.
All right, sounds good.
That was Greg from Bait Plus and Gwen, and this is The Outdoor Show.